I want to convey something to you, if I can do it relatively briefly. Some thoughts that should be received as both an encouragement and an instruction as well. You've all seen those movies or read those books where some traveler somewhere looks and there's a line of monks or other religious people in a long line carrying torches, winding their way through a dark valley or a mountain or something like that. You've all seen that, haven't you? What do you suppose the meaning is of that image? Why is it stirring, if it is stirring at all to you, as it is to the speaker? It's because it's a great symbol. It's a symbol of the first of the absolute necessity that a line of light weave its way through this very dark world. But not just the dark world of our physical existence, but the dark world of our present consciousness that has virtually no light in it at all, save for those little places, those tiny instances in which individuals such as yourself realize that though there seems to be no reward in some sense, particularly when you're in the dark, muddy, mucky areas of your life, carrying a torch for reasons you don't understand. I mean, it's easy when you fall in love. You know the expression, you're carrying a torch. How many of you carried a few torches? How many of you have it burned down and catch your hand on fire? You carry a torch for somebody, you know what it means. It means come heck or high water, I'm there, this light of my love remains in place, and I will keep to it because something about this relationship demands it of me. It isn't something I do for myself, but I can't help myself. The exact same thing holds true for the spiritual aspirant. And may God have mercy on his or her weary soul, the individual who has information, has information in themselves, something that is walking through this world, through the difficulties of it, through the darkness of it, that seems far greater than the light, which is what makes carrying that torch so challenging to begin with. Because the moments of illumination, of any glimpse of bliss, whatever it may be, are so greatly outweighed by the tides of this planet and of the people on it. But I tell you that the reason that if it's true for you, that you do carry this torch, this wish to be part of what is light and bright and true on this planet, it's because something was inflamed in you long before you ever took a physical body. And it asks of you that you walk through this life in this body with its challenges, with its discouragements, that you don't give up on it, and that you remain as true as you can to that little part of you that loves the light, much as you would to someone when you finally and first fell in love. The person who will persevere that way, in spite of being blind and dumb and speechless, of being absolutely helpless, actually, such a person gradually comes to a realization that they cannot fail in the walk because the light cannot fail in its task to illuminate the darkness through which it moves.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.